WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The opening minutes of Sweet Smell of Success render New York's Times Square the most desirable place on earth. These night scenes, shot in black and white by the great cinematographer James Wong Howe, show off Times Square's glamour and seediness at the same time. Video cassettes of Sweet Smell of Success should be given to every government official in New York so that people in power can see what real estate developers are in the process of destroying forever. If I sound worked up, it's because that's the main thing Sweet Smell of Success dramatizes, the state of being all worked up, permanently jazzed on the rhythm of New York City. The movie tells the story of Sidney Falco, a weaselly press agent played with magnificent desperation by Tony Curtis. Sidney's goal in life is to get the names of his small-time showbiz clients into the newspaper column of J.J. Hunsecker, who's played in a severe crew cut in Horn Rims by Burt Lancaster. J.J. Hunsecker is a Manhattan god. You're supposed to think of him as some malignant mutation of Walter Winchell, Earl Wilson, and Leonard Lyons. In 1989, it's difficult to imagine that a nightclub columnist could possibly wield much power, but the script, by playwright Clifford Odets and Ernest Lehman, fully conveys the way people long to be praised by a vindictive hack like Hunsecker because he could make or break your career. Here's the way Tony Curtis describes his own ambitions in this regard, talking to his secretary early on in the film.
And Hunsecker is the golden ladder to the places I want to get.
Sidney, you make a living. Where do you want to get?
Way up high, Sam, where it's always balmy. Where no one snaps his fingers and says, hey, shrimp, rack the balls. Or, hey, Mouse, go out and buy me a pack of butts. I don't want tips from the kitty. I'm in the big game with the big players. My experience I can give you in a nutshell, and I didn't dream it in a dream either. Dog eat dog. In brief, from now on, the best of everything is good enough for me.
Sidney, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. It's just that it makes me feel bad when Mr. Hunsecker hurts you.
Every dog will have his day.
The whole movie is played at that level of intensity, and somehow director Alexander McKendrick manages to maintain a headlong pace without letting the movie spin out of control. In some ways, Sweet Smell of Success might be even more effective seen nowadays, when few actors risk being as unsympathetic as Tony Curtis and Burt Lancaster are here. At the same time, these characters are irresistible. Watching this movie, you'll yearn to swagger into the Stork Club or 21 or Roseland or Toots Shores, not at J.J. Hunsecker's private table in the corner while giving the cigarette girl a big tip. Even if it wasn't a terrific drama, Sweet Smell of Success would be invaluable for its documentation of an era that has passed, but it is a great piece of popular art.